A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. Every nation on earth will adore you. Endow the king with your justice, endow the king's son. Justice, he'll govern your people, your afflicted ones with right judgment. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. Every nation on earth will adore you. Justice shall flower in his days, lasting peace for the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. The kings of Tarshish and the isles offer gifts. Those from Seba and Arabia bring tribute. All kings shall pay him their homage. All nations shall serve him. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. He rescues the poor when they cry out, the afflicted with no one to help. The lowly and poor he shall pity. The lives of the poor he will save. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord. Every nation on earth will adore you, Lord.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. Namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is this newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that had been seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
The story of the three wise men going to Bethlehem to be homage to the Christ child is probably one of those precious stories in all of the New Testament. We've all heard it from our youngest years. The problem is, for many of us, it has just become a story. But in reality, it has a profound statement about all of us and our journey into God. Because truly what the story is, what it's presenting, is our journey of faith. The star represents Christ, and Christ is leading the three wise men, who represent all of us, on this mysterious journey of faith. He brings them to the manger where Christ has been born, and there they discover God. It is a story about all of us. It's also a story that proclaims that the kingdom of God belongs to everyone. No one is to be deprived of the kingdom of God unless they themselves reject it by their own free will. What I'd like to do for a few minutes today is focus on what happens after the three wise men. The gospel tells us that they pay homage to the Christ child, and they present him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The three wise men are astrologers, really. They're wealthy men, they're very learned men, and they bring precious gifts from their each of their own country, and they place them before the Christ child. I would like to present to you that this is an image of you and I coming to receive the Holy Eucharist. Let's talk about this for a moment. It is an image of us approaching Christ in the Eucharist. As you and I come to receive our Lord at this table, this altar, there are gestures of reverence that you will do. Most of you will bow your head as an acknowledgement that this is the Son of God that you are receiving. I present to you that if you bow your head or something you gently like, it is spiritual prostration before the Lord. As the wise men prostrate themselves before the Christ child, you and I do that spiritually when we come to receive him at Holy Communion. And at that moment, as we do that and come and receive him, the unity between God and man takes place. There is Christ, the Son of God, who enters into us, and we enter into him. We enter into God. The three wise men, as they prostrated themselves before the Christ child, they certainly did not experience the Eucharist the way you and I do. But there's certainly an intimacy that's going on between the three men and the child. That somehow, mysteriously and wonderfully, the Son of God is entering into those three wise men. And Christ is drawing those three wise men into himself. There is a union that is taking place out of their prostrating before him, acknowledging him to be God, to be King, far beyond their own abilities and knowledge that they have in their life. They recognize there's something about this child that they do not have and have never seen before. And in their prostration before him, they are proclaiming him. When you and I approach to receive communion, we're doing the same thing. We're acknowledging that the Son of God has something to give us that no one else can give us. We acknowledge that he is beyond us, but yet he is with us in his humanity. But something else takes place as we receive communion. Not only does God reveal himself to us, and in that revelation says, "See how much I love you, I give you the gift of my Son." But he also asks something of us in return. As the three wise men place gold, frankincense, and myrrh before the Christ child, the Son of God asks surrendering himself to us. All of this is happening in the action of Holy Communion. And as we're doing that, we're asking this: Lord Jesus, as I receive you and acknowledge you as God, I'm asking you for the grace that I become like you in every aspect of my life, that your wisdom will permeate my mind, your word will permeate my ears that I will hear it, your vision will permeate my eyes, your voice will be proclaimed by my mouth, your hands will touch my hands, that they may be instruments of your mercy. Your feet will lead my feet on the path of holiness and righteousness. That in the action of Holy Communion, as we give ourselves to Christ, and Christ gives himself to us, we become a new creation. And as a new creation, we become a persona Christus, the person of Christ. We're an altar Christus, another Christ. We become Christ. At that moment, we become like him out of communion that takes place. In many ways, the three wise men, as they paid homage to the Christ child, they were also being recreated and transformed, because no doubt they were never the same when they left the stable of Bethlehem. They went back to their own countries, but they were marked for life, this indelible mark stayed with them, as they experienced the Son of God and he rested within them at that moment. No doubt. This is what happens when you and I receive the Communion. As you come up in a few moments to receive the Eucharist, and as you bow and something gently play, just remember what you are doing in that gesture. You are doing what the three wise men did. You are paying homage to the Son of God through what we would call, or Isaac would call, spiritual prostration. Prostrate ourselves spiritually before the Son of God. Because in many ways, that's what he did before us. He prostrated himself, so to speak, in an act of humility and humiliation, as he stripped himself of humanity and took fully into himself our command. So this is what's happening in this wonderful story. These three wise men, representing all of us in our journey of faith, coming before the Christ child, prostrating themselves, giving these gifts, is the sign of what was to come in the bearer of the news, and what we experience today every time we come to the news. Just remember when you read this story every year, this event, this journey of the wise men, what is telling us as a church? We're on this marvelous journey. And Eucharist is a sign of that which is yet to come, but is already happening. The Emmanuel, God with us. He's drawing us into him. We are made.